Welcome to the Power of Five podcast with Glenn Blakeney. Join us for revelatory teaching as well as riveting discussions and guest interviews on all things fivefold ministry.
Hey guys, Glenn Blakeney here, and welcome to the Power of Five podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, would you do so? We release a new episode 48 weeks out of the year. You're going to be glad that you subscribed. Thank you so much. We're about to take a deep dive today into the significance of the number five. Why is it that Jesus gave us the fivefold ministry, not the threefold ministry, the sevenfold ministry, the tenfold ministry, or the 20-fold ministry, but the fivefold ministry? Well, you got it. Indeed, the number five is significant in the Bible. For example, in the construction of the tabernacle, there are many instances of the number five being used, as well as several multiples of the number five. The number five is especially prevalent in the shape and size of the altar, which was to be the place, of course, where offerings were made to the Lord. That altar was to be 5 cubits square. Abraham, in Genesis 15, offered to God 5 sacrifices. In the book of Leviticus, there are 5 distinct offerings that were to be made to the Lord. The Pentateuch is actually the books, the first 5 books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, also known as the Torah or the Law. There's 5 divisions in the book of Psalms. The holy anointing oil, which was to release the fragrance, literally, of God, is composed of 5 ingredients. The fivefold ministry in Ephesians 4. And then, I think this is really fascinating, the 5 wounds of Christ. His 2 hands, his 2 feet, and his side was pierced. The number 5 is significant in the Bible. The 5th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is He. And this letter has a significant meaning in the Hebrew language. It means to look or to behold. And this letter is often used as an abbreviation for Hashem, which translates as the name. And that's how the Jewish people would refer to God without saying his name, as a sign of respect. So the number 5 is indeed significant. And it's through the fivefold that we are able to behold, we are able to see, we are able to envision the fullness of God. The number 5 does seem to refer to the full measure of who God is. And for that very reason, we have to uphold the truth that we need the fivefold ministry, as each one of those distinct offices carry an aspect of the grace of Christ. On our own, you can be an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, but you only carry a measure of the fivefold ministry. Each one of the fivefold inside resides an aspect of the grace of Christ that is to be released first to the church and then ultimately revealed to the world, revealing the fullness of who Jesus was. When Jesus was on the earth, we read in the Gospels that he was referred to as an apostle, as well as in the book of Hebrews. He was also designated a prophet, an evangelist, a shepherd, and a teacher. And interestingly, others recognize this variegated manifestation of these characteristics, which we now attribute to and the fivefold ministry as being inherent in the fivefold ministry. We understand that in his body, Ephesians 1:23, as well as Ephesians 3:19 says, dwells the fullness of Christ himself in his body. He reveals himself to the world through his church, which is his body. As you continue to read the book of Ephesians, you'll see that very clearly. You know, Jesus, when he was on the earth, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And Paul picks this up and recognizing that the church is actually called to be the body of Christ, that we are his body. He says, if you have seen the church, you are to see Jesus. In other words, the church is to manifest the fullness of who Christ is. Now, we know that apostles are sent by God to establish and build up his church. They carry a pioneering spirit. They bring fresh revelation. They help believers discover new dimensions of who Christ is. And through their ministry, we can experience the fullness of Jesus by embracing his mission and engaging in kingdom expansion. Prophets are gifted with divine insight and revelation, enabling them to speak God's truth into our lives. By sharing messages from the heart of God, prophets help us see Jesus more clearly, recognize his voice, and discern his will. They encourage us to align our lives with his purposes, his guidance, enabling us to experience the fullness of his presence and his will for our lives. Evangelists. Evangelists have a passion for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's very interesting because as those who are called to equip, they ignite a fervor for evangelism within the body of Christ, inspiring us to share his love and salvation with others. Through their ministry, the ministry of the evangelists, we witness the fullness of Jesus' transformative power as lives are changed and souls are saved. Pastors or shepherds, they literally are called to care for and nurture the flock of God. They provide spiritual guidance, support, and encouragement, helping us experience the fullness of Jesus' love and compassion. Pastors ensure that we are well-fed spiritually, growing in our relationship with Christ, and experiencing his shepherding presence in our lives. Lastly, the teachers. Now, the teachers are very important. They possess a gift for explaining and applying God's word, helping us comprehend its depth and relevance. They equip us with biblical understanding, enabling us to grow in wisdom and maturity. Through their ministry, we gain insight into Jesus' teachings, enabling us to experience the fullness of his truth in order that we can walk in his ways. Now, in summary, the fivefold ministry plays an integral role in enabling God's people to experience and see the fullness of Jesus Christ. As we behold him, we become like him. And the more we become like him, the more others will see Jesus in us as well. It's a powerful revelation that through apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, we are equipped, edified, and encouraged to embrace his mission, receive divine revelation, share his love, experience his care, and understand his word. Together, the fivefold ministry, the five ascension gifts, create a beautiful tapestry that reveals the fullness of Jesus in our lives and strengthens our relationship with him. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. This isn't just some innovative way to do team in a different way and kind of cloak it and say, well, this is biblical. No, we have to be able to identify the grace that these various individuals carry, bring it together, learn to collaborate and complement one another, and only as the fivefold ministry is being imparted and infused into the church will we see the full measure of Christ develop in his body, in the body of Christ. It's an important thing. We are going to take a deep dive in our next episode into the actual function and attributes of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We've just scratched the surface in this episode, guys. So I encourage you to tune in. Glenn Blakeney here, the Power of Five podcast. Please check out my website, awakenations.org. If you'd like to invite me to come and speak, you can do so on that website. Check out Kingdom Community Television. You can head over to kingdomcommunity.tv, or you can download our apps on Google Play, the App Store, Roku, Amazon Fire, and Google TV as well. God bless you guys. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Power of Five podcast. Be sure to visit kingdomcommunity.global to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our awesome bonus content. See you next time on the Power of Five.